ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्यज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमावो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादिपाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. Today we shall discuss on the topic importance of the morning program. All of you now know what the morning program is. We come together. One thing we do is we chant Hare Krishna together. We do Mangalarti, Samsara Davanala. We do Narsingarti. And we do Tulasi Arati. Then we hear a class. And this is an everyday routine of a devotee. Now, sometimes our mind may feel, is this routine really necessary? Because it is taking away my time. Instead, can't I do my college studies? Or can't I catch up with a little more sleep? Because I am sleeping at night, then late at night, then why don't I sleep more in the morning? We may feel like that. That is why today we are going to discuss on the topic of the importance of morning program. Even before I talk about the morning program, I would like to tell you something about the three gunas which Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Tamoguna, mode of ignorance, Rajoguna, mode of passion, and Sattvaguna, mode of goodness. So this is well known in India. Some of you might be knowing it, but still a quick explanation about each of them. Tamoguna means mode of ignorance. What is the meaning of that? Krishna says Nidra Alasya Pramad, too much sleep, or laziness. Pramad means intoxication. They all come in Tamoguna. If somebody is lazy, somebody is postponing, somebody is confused, panicky, fearful, slow to act, and they are spending their time whiling away their life without doing anything productively. And the Rajoguna is characterized by Sangha and Trishna. Sangha means attachment for the opposite sex. Trishna means thirst for honor, prestige, status in society, name, fame, popularity, prestige. This is passion. So these people become over-ambitious and often get burnt out because of over-endeavor, prayas, we call it. This is passion. They're greedy, lusty, greedy. That is passion. And sattva-guna means sukham and jnanam, happiness and wisdom. So these people, they are generally poets, or they are thinkers, or they are people who like to study scriptures. This is sattva-guna. They get sukham and jnana. They get knowledge also. And by living according to that knowledge, they get happiness. Now, out of these three, which one you would want to be? Yes, we want to achieve some ambitions in life. So the kings were in passion, but they were guided by goodness. When a king is called Raja Rishi, Raja means passion. Rishi means sattva-guna, goodness. So when goodness guides passion, then it is powerful combination. Then you become a king, Raja Rishi. Just like a river, which is like creating a huge flood, it is only passion. It can only carry away the cattle. It can destroy the houses, uproot the trees and everything. But if such a flood is guided by banks of the river, then the same thing, or with a dam, you make a dam, then the water can be contained. Then you can use it for constructive purposes. Similarly, your youthful energy, which is now wanting to exert itself passionately in many wrong directions, has to be guided by goodness. Then that goodness, although goodness is putting certain restrictions, but that is good for us. Just like when you send a kite, you put some restriction. Similarly, when you have a gas cylinder, you have some restriction of regulator. In the same manner, as a student, if you play cricket all day, will you be able to get good marks? Some restriction is there. Play sometime, study at other times. Similarly, in your everyday life also, you need certain no's and certain yes. Do's and don'ts, we need. And the sattvaguna quality is predominant in the early morning hours, where our mind is calm, cool, collected, and one will be able to do meditation very powerfully in the early morning hours. And the daytime is in passion, rajoguna. Everybody is running, run, 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 catch the train, get job, get money, go here, go there. And night is tamaguna. People are either lazy, they are asleep, or the asuras are active in the night. So night time is in tamaguna. So the whole world is busy either in sleep or sex at night. So night time is tamaguna time. And daytime is rajoguna time. And morning time is sattvaguna time. Even scientists have observed that the early morning hours, the mind is like a clean slate. It is very calm. And doing meditation is very easy in the morning hours. Just like you take a blotting paper and your ink pen, you keep it, it absorbs. The mind is like that. In the early morning hours, if when you chant, it is very easy to become attentive. And you chant in the daytime or in the night, oh, it'll be very difficult. You can try this. Chant in the early morning hours, even 8 rounds is very easy in the morning. But in the afternoon or evening, it becomes very challenging for us. Why? Because sattvaguna is prominent in the morning hours. And in fact, you can make one practical observation. I can suggest you. Go to any ocean in the early morning hours. The ocean will withdraw itself inward. But it will throw out all the dirt outside in the early morning hours. But the same ocean in the daytime will have high tide. And it will have big ocean waves with a lot of impurities going up and coming down. But it will never release the impurities. Only the early morning hours it releases impurities. What does that mean? Similarly, our mind also, the best time to remove the impurities from the mind is the early morning hours. So if you want to clean the mind, early morning time is best for cleaning the mind by chanting Hare Krishna. Now one may ask, is cleaning the mind so urgent? Is it so important right now? Chanakya says, Ayushakshana ekopi nalabhyasvarana kotibihi. One moment you cannot purchase even with 1,000,000 gold coins, Chanakya is saying. Another verse he says, Punarvittam, punarmitram, punarbharya, punarmahi, etat sarvam punarlabhyam, na shariram punah punaha. Punarvittam, money you can get again in the next life. Punarmitram, you will get new friends also. Punar Bharya, you will get a new wife also in the next life. Punar Mahi, you will get a flat or a land, that also is available. Yetat Sarvam Punar Labhyam, Yesab Saman, apko punah mil jayenge. Again you can get them, all these things. Na Shariram Punah Punah, but there is no assurance whether you will get again and again human bodies. Right now, my dear friend, you have a human body in which you are sitting. You, the pure soul, you are sitting in this human body. What about the next life? That you can't say. Because what is next life like? Like night I sleep, and I get up next day morning, I can find myself in a dog's body after death. Or I can find myself in a bird's body. Or I may find myself in a human body. That will depend on my current karma. What activities I do now that will bring forth a human body or lower bodies. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha madhyetishtanti rajasa jaghanna guna vrittistha Adho gacchanti tamasa is saying. Those who are in Sattvaguna, they go up. Either to heavens or to spiritual world eventually. But those who are in Rajasa, they will again and again take bodies on earth or in this type of planets. Not necessarily as human beings. They may take any other bodies also. Jaganna guna vrittistha. Those who are indulging in horrible sinful activities, they adho gacchanti, they will go down, he says. They will have to take bodies in hells, hellish planets. They will suffer. So naturally, we don't want to go for tamoguna or rajoguna, but we want sattoguna for elevation upwards. So, just like you have a cloth, you may wash it with surf or with super rain or something like that. Cloth can be washed like that, isn't it? But sometimes in your cloth, there is ink spreaded here in a pocket and it is not going with soap. Then you have to put some agent like kerosene or something like a petrol or something and thoroughly scrub it to remove it. So even in a cloth, a ink marking is difficult to remove sometimes. What to speak of our impurities in our mind? Can you take out the mind and cleanse it? It's not possible. We need some powerful method to purge the impurities of the mind. Just like you write a computer program, but it has got a lot of bugs, problems. So you debug it. Then the computer program is perfect. It runs very nicely. Similarly, our mind also has a lot of bugs like lust, greed, pride, envy, anger, illusion. These are like the bugs. And these bugs are constantly nagging us. You can see the modern day youths have hyperactive mind. Why? Because they are suffering. All these bugs are biting them. Imagine you are sleeping in the night. Mosquitoes are biting you constantly. Can you sleep peacefully? Similarly, these bugs are constantly tormenting us, troubling us in this world. So we have physical problems also. From too much cold, too much heat. And we have mental problems also. Because when we are lusty, we are hankering for some woman. When we are greedy, we are competing with others and feeling inferiority complex, superiority complex. When we are angry, we pick up quarrels and fights. Similarly, each of these bugs are causing us trouble. And how to get rid of them? Clean the mind. How to clean the mind? By chanting. Because Brahma told Narada, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kalikalma Shanashanam Nato Paratarupaya Sarva Vede Shudrishyate. He's telling this 16-worded Mahamantra. Iti Shodashaka Nam Nam Kali, in this age of Kali Yuga, Kalma Shanashanam, can destroy all the impurities in our minds. Nataha Paratarupaya, there is no other way, he says, in this age. Because we cannot go to Himalayas, we cannot do Ashtanga Yoga. You cannot do big yajnas, but you can just sit in one place and chant. And by that the mind will be cleansed. That assurance is given in Shastra. There's one more verse also. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Na Astiyeva, Na Astiyeva, Na Astiyeva, Katiranyatha. It says, in the age of Kali Yuga, the only shelter is Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Three times it is said. Again it is said, na astyeva, na astyeva, na astyeva. Not by jnana, not by yoga, not by karma can we attract God's attention. But only by chanting Hare Nam, it is said. Why it is said three times? Sometimes a mother tells a milkwala, hey, my guests are coming tomorrow, get me 4 more packets of milk. He says, okay, and he goes. Then from the upstairs she is calling him, hey, bring 4 packets tomorrow. Take him, he says. And then he gives everybody, and when he is about to leave, again she is reminding him 3rd time. So in this way, sometimes we are reminded 3 times in order to give an emphasis, because we are in the age of Kali Yuga and we don't have much qualifications. We do not know much of Sanskrit, much of the scriptures. We are not having tenacious bodies to go to Himalayas and perform penances, nor can we take our time to do big yajnas. And nor can anyone leave home to go to jungle like Dhruva Maharaj went. But in this age, a very simple method is given. Just chant and cleanse your heart. It's a very easy way. So, In this way, in the morning program, you see, we first do the samsara davanala, which is actually a thanksgiving to the Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and all the parampara acharyas. We are thanking them. Thank you for introducing me to Krishna consciousness. So the prayer is a wonderful prayer, samsara davanala loka. We are praying that from this world of fire, adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidevika, kleshas, trivida tap, and janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, you have saved me from this by introducing me to the beautiful Lord Krishna. So thank you very much. That's the first thanks. Then we are thanking him for the kirtan mercy. Then we are thanking for the Sri Vigraha, deity form of the Lord has come. For introducing us to him, we are thanking. Then we are thanking him for giving us prasadam. We cannot eat nuts and bolts. You know, we cannot eat electronic chips. We can only eat potato chips. So you can see that we are living in a world where the basic necessities like pure water, pure air, grains, cereals, fruits, milk, God only can give. So God is giving. We have to thank him through the Guru. And in this way, the samsara davanala prayer is a wonderful prayer to remember the Guru in the early morning and acknowledge his role in our life. We're thanking. Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, spiritual master. Thank you for giving me this wonderful lifestyle, pure lifestyle, which is actually training me and molding me to return back home, back to Godhead. Then we are thanking Srila Prabhupada, Namavam Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasad, with singing that, and Hare Krishna. In this world, people are dancing in Bharat for a boy. They put a turban on the boy's head and put him on a horse, and they are dancing, all over, everybody, relatives, friends, everybody. If they can dance in the public road in front of all the people watching them, can't we dance for Krishna? The spiritual world, all living beings, nobody walks. Everybody dances there. Our raising arms is a sign of surrender. And you dance in circles. You go forward, backward. And we express our joy. In the initial stages, in case it is becoming burdensome for you or you feel shy, eventually you will see the more you dance enthusiastically, the more life will become fun. You will feel great happiness and joy. And it is done as a service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Because that type of, just like relatives dance for the pleasure of the boy, bridegroom, similarly we are dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. You know, students are dancing in discotheque to impress the girls. But we are dancing in front of Krishna for pleasing the Lord. Why can't we do that? Then we have Narsingharati. Lord Narsingha offers purification to the heart and protection of our bhakti. So every day we should pray to Narsimha, please, just like you protected Prahlad's bhakti, protect my bhakti too. Plus, Prahlad only had a demon, Hiranyakashipu, outside, but I have some demons inside my heart also, trying to make me impure. Please kill those demons also. Purify me and protect me. And then we are offering prayer to Tulasi Maharani. Tulasi Maharani is the service awarder in the spiritual world. When you return to spiritual sky, she will call you and every day give you service. You make garland for Krishna. You make a platform of flowers for Krishna. You bring water for Krishna. She will give you services. She is the service awarder. So we bow down to her and pray, oh, Tulasi Maharani, make me a devotee, Krishna devotee. Offer me services. Engage me in Krishna service. And then after all these things are over, then we have to chant the holy name and then we have a class. And the class is very important every day. Why? Because we have been bombarded with materialistic knowledge all these years and given a wrong world view about what is life and meaning of life and goal of life. Nothing has been given to us about the purpose of human life and understanding of God. It's a great fortune for us to have a very systematic knowledge coming in parampara as Swami Srila Prabhupada has given us. And in all our youth training programs, in 3 to 4 years, you learn all the basics of the philosophy. Then you can go to any part of the world and share it with your uncle, your aunt, your friends, your family members. And you can bring all your relatives and acquaintances to Krishna consciousness. But for that, you should first of all get equipped yourself. Because scriptural wisdom will give you discrimination to know the difference between right and wrong. And chanting Hare Krishna will give you determination and boost your willpower. So with the class and the chanting, you will get discrimination and determination. Then you become empowered by these two. And the rituals which you do, Mangala Arati, Nashangati, Tulasi Arati, this is an expression of our humble prayer. Please, my dear Lord, accept me as your devotee. Purify me, protect me, take me back to you. Like a child praying to the mother. Please, take part in this wonderful morning program. And by everyday participating in this morning program, I can assure you, success is guaranteed for a rigid practitioner, Srila Prabhupada said. You know, I have been practicing these things for the last 20 years, and I can tell you, the morning program is like drinking honey. Because of this program, whatever conviction I have in my spiritual life, whatever understanding which I have obtained through Guru and Guru Parampara, these all have come because of sincerely sticking to the morning program on the order of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful disciples. So, your seniors are setting a wonderful example, following their footsteps, and you will also attain all perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.